Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi.
Hi, I have a potential claimant on the line that needs assistance with their Roundup injury claim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thanks. I've beat it now, but yeah.
It was for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know which type of subtype it was? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
B cell. Diffuse B cell, I believe it was.
Okay. All right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
If I'm not mistaken, my actual date was February 26th. That was on 2021.
February 26th, 2021. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
When we go back now, I was 21. 3, 4, 5, 4 years ago, so I'm about 28.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup at home, or was it for work?
We're about 27, I'm sorry. Yeah, at home.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, ma'am. Just myself.
Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
201. Barbary Court, that's Barbery Court, Warner Robins, Georgia, and the zip code is 31093.
Okay, thank you. And then how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
If we total it about from the time that I first moved into the home till the time I want to say I was diagnosed, first started really having complications, I'd say about 8 years, 8 to 9 years. I want to say I started using it around the time I first moved there. That would have been 2012, and then till about 2020, maybe the beginning of 2012, the end of 2020. So, yeah, about 8 to 9 years.
Okay. And would you say that you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, for sure.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And that 201 Barbary Court, is that your current home address?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm also going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Organ transplant, HIV, AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And can you spell your first and last name for me?
C-A-R-L-O-S, last name W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Perfect. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No, unfortunately.
All Right. And what is your date of birth?
3/24/93.
Okay. And then can I get your social?
252-871897.
Thank you. And how did you learn about the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
My doctor.
Your doctor told you?
Yes.
And was that around the same time you were diagnosed?
No, it's actually a little bit after, because at first we didn't have a clue where it came from. Fast forward up until about the last few months ago, we actually spoke about it, and she advised me then that she believes that is where it came from.
Okay, so that was this year that she told you that?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm about 230 pounds, and I'm 6'6".
6'1". And is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. What is your email?
It's going to be C as in cat, Williams, Williams, 19192. At gmail.com.
All right. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
I use it, I would say, because I do yard work about twice, well, every other week. So I'd say about two to four times a month.
Two to four times a month. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And you said you started spraying in 2012 and stopped in 2020?
Yes, I started. When I first moved into home, that would have been 2012, January or so. It was new lawn. So I've always just used Roundup. But then I want to say around 2020, December, is around the time that I stopped because I started having people come and do the yard for me because I wasn't able to go out and do it myself at that point.
Oh, I see. Okay. And did you wear any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, maybe gloves sometimes, but that's about it.
Okay. And then if you just had to estimate how many times you've been exposed to Roundup in your lifetime, what would you say?
In my lifetime?
Yeah. It could be a rough estimate. It could be over 20, over 30.
Over 30. I mean, probably over 100 times over all the years that I used it, you know. It'd probably actually be more than 100 times, well over 100 times.
Okay. And were you ever exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No, not that I know of.
And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
I want to say Home Depot. I typically didn't go to Lowe's. Well, you know, actually, in the beginning, I might have been purchasing it from Lowe's, but at some point, I eventually switched over to Home Depot because I just like their services better. But, yeah, mm-hmm. So Home Depot or Lowe's, between the two of those.
Okay. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Yes, I can definitely get receipts, even just from my bank statements. And empty bottles, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I have some bottles in my shed that are just sitting there at this point.
Okay. Okay, if you do end up finding either of those, you should definitely keep them. Do not destroy or tamper with it.
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
No, I don't smoke.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And what is your current job title?
I'm a business owner, CEO.
Okay. So for your current employer or employer address?
Designs by Carlos Pierre. That'll be my address.
That was Designs by Carlos, and what was the last part?
Pierre, my middle name. Pierre.
Okay, thank you. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
How long would you say?
I would say in total, at least 6 months.
6 months. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim or bankruptcy?
No.
And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that hospital's name where you were diagnosed?
House and Healthcare, well, now it may be, it's House and Healthcare now, but over the last few years they changed. It used to be House and Medical Center. I don't know exactly what year that was that they changed it, but yeah, it previously was House and Medical Center, and I'm pretty sure that was around the time that I was going there. But now it's House and Healthcare. Houston is spelled like Houston. It's Houston.
Oh, okay, so is it the one on 1601 Watson Boulevard?
It's the Watson, yeah, Watson Boulevard.
Okay. And then do you remember your physician's name?
I'm sorry.
Do you remember your physician's name?
Oh yes, Ms. Hendricks, Dr. Hendricks. I think it's Linda Hendricks, if I'm not mistaken.
Linda Hendricks. Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Even before the diagnosis, it was horrible. Just going through the motions, the pain, could barely talk. So once I was actually diagnosed, it's like a train. It's just like, hearing the words cancer, it's life changing. That's to say the least.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry you went through that.
No, no need for you to be sorry. It was not your fault, but it's definitely something that. To hate to see anyone go through. I wouldn't wish that
Yeah.
on anyone.
And when was the last time you were treated?
My last treatment, I want to say, was 2021. Had to be 21. Maybe like maybe March of 2021. So I was going. So what happened? I was getting chemo shots. I was getting injections once a month. That was for about 6 or 7 months. I didn't actually become cancer free until like November 2022 is when I actually was advised that it was going. Like I was done. So my last treatment, though, actual last treatment, my chemo treatment, I want to say was like March of 2021.
Okay, and it was only chemo, or did you do radiation as well?
No, just chemo. I would get chemo injections. I also had a throat surgery. I did have surgery on my throat. That was about it, though.
Wow, surgery as well. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case, we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
That's fine. Yes.
And does this person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. happens. And then can I get their first and last name?
First name is Atham, it's A as in apple, Thum. And his last name is Hand, Hand.
Okay. And the phone number?
478-733-0312.
Thank you. And your relationship to this person?
My brother.
All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive them as a text link and an email link, so whichever one is easier for you to open up.
That's fine. Email, text. You can text it. That's fine. Make it a little easier.
Okay. Did you receive them?
Yes, I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, let me make sure I received it. Okay, and then I'm also going to send you a text from my direct line, just so you have my number in case you have any questions at all throughout this.
Okay.
And the attorney should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you haven't
Okay.
heard from them at all, you can let me know and I'll give you a call to transfer you over, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course, and thank you for your time. I hope everything goes well.
You thank you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.